This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Albemarle police arrested and charged 31-year-old Dennis Reed with second-degree kidnapping and assault on a female. He is currently being held at the Stanley County Detention Center with no bond. 911 Director Kyle Griffin went before the Stanley County Commissioners to talk about the new radio shop that we have, and here he is discussing that.
I was asked to speak on the radio shop, which is a newly started program that we started in this past fiscal year. The radio shop was proposed during the FY24 budget, and it was subsequently recommended and approved. There was a need identified in prior years for working with our radio maintenance vendor. We encountered some trouble. There was details that were left out of programming of radios that could be crucial to officer safety and responder safety. There was also a large time that we had to wait on getting radios back from the radio shop in Charlotte, as well as repairs that were simple or reprograms. We opened a radio shop in September of last year with the onboarding of a full-time radio technician. And we serve as a full-service radio shop for Motorola APX radios, which make up close to 100% of our radio fleet. There are about 25 different manufacturers and models that float around in the county that are in use. And unfortunately, the cost that it would cost us to support those radios to do what we do with those others is just, there's not a benefit to that. So instead, what we do is we work with those fire departments that have those off-brand or other brand radios to find a vendor that can assist them in providing that and work with them to make sure they're getting what they need.
Mr. Griffin went on to talk about whose radios they service and what kind of work they do on them.
We serve all law enforcement entities in the county, fire departments, EMS rescue and support agencies, which include SCUSA, utilities, the airport, landfill, and other utilities departments, such as, I believe, Locust Public Works has some radios, county utilities, as well as city utilities and city electric. The responsibilities of the radio shop have various capacities and are ongoing. So, for example, the radio shop's responsible each year to conduct preventative maintenance on all the radios in the county. This was something that was previously being done by contract with our vendor out of Charlotte. The preventative maintenance is important because it ensures the radios continue to function and identifies any issues that could progress and get worse down the road. Also make sure that when the officer keys that radio, whether he's out on a simple traffic stop or has someone at gunpoint, that he's able to communicate and reach someone and call for help. Same thing with a firefighter. Make sure that radio, without a doubt, will be able to key up and be able to call for help if they're in a house fire by themselves. Same thing like you do on your cell phone. You have to install updates. You have to install updates on your computer. The same thing for the radio. From time to time, you have to update the firmware. You have to update the programming that's on there just to make sure that everyone still has the most up-to-date version fixing any bugs. We handle radio and code plug management, which are two important functions, ensuring that we know which radios have what channels. We did encrypt a lot of channels in the last few years that were more for officer safety to ensure that information that was sensitive did not get out when it shouldn't be. And ensuring that those radios don't fall into the hands of the wrong people is also a major thing that we look at. There was an incident in Charlotte during one of the national conventions where a radio fell into the hands of a bad actor, and he subsequently was tweeting out the locations of the civil disturbance unit as they were moving through the streets in Charlotte. He had a nice knock from the FBI on his door that night.
Emergency services folks also train officers and firemen on how to use the radio equipment properly and also help those in charge with the procurement process and purchasing radios and conduct a lot of preventive maintenance on every radio every year. Here's Mr. Griffin going on to talk about the benefits for the county in having their own radio shop.
The benefits? It's already proven extremely beneficial in just the last, less than a year. Having an in-county support has filled a major gap with our responders. Being able to stop by the office, come to the basement of the courthouse, see one of us instead of having to drive to Charlotte up off 85, fight Charlotte traffic, or mail the radio, or wait 3 weeks for the repairman to show up. It just helps responders in general. The firefighter can stop by, the police chief, the police officer, the deputy to stop by. We try to fix as much as we can. If we can't fix that radio right then, we give them a loaner, and then we call them when their radio is ready. And as discussed previously, we're able to provide diagnostic and repairs to make in-house repairs on most items. This decreases the overall repair cost and the repair time to get that device back in service. There's also a significant cost savings, which is one of the major driving factors to starting this program. If you'll see on the screen, our per radio per year cost increase was consistent in 22 and 23, and then jumped 174% from 23 to 24. So the drastic price increase would have cost the fire service alone $60,000 extra. We felt like there was another way to get this done, and we could have a higher quality of work and have a little bit more control over what we were getting and how we were getting it done. With this model, like I said, this fire association, it would have jumped from $30,000 a year to $90,000 a year, which is, one, not affordable, and two, based on what we were getting, was just not effective. So the radio shop does charge agencies $100 a radio a year. We true that up once a year. And we've executed contracts with all the fire chiefs and police chiefs. They were all very receptive to this program because, I mean, if you see on a piece of paper, I'm going to charge you $100 to have someone in county that can do this 24/7. You call us, we'll make it happen, we'll make it work. Versus $248, you still got to drive it to Charlotte, you got to fight 85 traffic, and then you wait 3 weeks to get it back. Long term, I'll also show you this demonstration of cost savings. You see FY24, there was an estimated $188,000 of cost savings to the county, to the taxpayers. That does take into account the $100 per radio that the fire departments and police departments paid in the external agencies' cost savings, and also for the county for our radios, if we would have to pay the per radio contract price to have them serviced by the vendor. It doesn't take into account operational cost. There were some startup costs in FY24, but I think they far outweigh the long-term cost savings that we see not working with our vendor.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Mostly cloudy skies today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high near 83. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight under mostly cloudy.